Ms. Whaley is absolutely correct. It's almost like a conspiracy case. In order to establish wrongdoing, the prosecutor has to have been a party to any attempt to provide false testimony to the grand jury, and there's been no evidence of that whatsoever. And finally, it's uncontroverted that other testimony, compelling testimony, was presented to the grand jury on ballistics evidence and possible motives.